Nolte, a late university's breed, the new Hitler Youth. By John Nolte on April 24, 2024. What we're seeing across America's elite academic institutions is something the Western world has not seen since 1930s Germany. An open, naked, toxic, violent, seething, and uncompromising hatred of the Jews. Worse, we are seeing a mainstream acceptance of that hatred. Through compulsory youth camps, Adolf Hitler did in the 1930s what elite universities are doing today, creating Jew-hating totalitarians. Jews were excluded from the Hitler youth camps. Today, as we see everywhere, disgraced universities like MIT, Columbia, NYU, Harvard, etc., might not openly reject Jews on campus. Still, the student bodies, much of the faculty, the anti-Jewish curricula, and the administration's tolerating venomous anti-Jewish hate protests have all sent a clear message: Jews not welcome. Here's how Wikipedia accurately describes the doctrine of the Hitler Youth. The members of the Hitler Youth were indoctrinated in Nazi ideology, including racism. The boys were indoctrinated with the myths of Aryan racial superiority and to view Jews and Slavs as subhumans. Members were taught to associate state-identified enemies such as Jews with Germany's previous defeat in the First World War and societal decline. The Hitler Youth were used to break up church youth groups, spy on religious classes and Bible studies, and interfere with church attendance. Education and training programs for the Hitler Youth were designed to undermine the values of traditional structures of German society. Their training also aimed to remove social and intellectual distinctions between classes, to be replaced and dominated by the political goals of Hitler's totalitarian dictatorship. Sacrifice for the Nazi cause was instilled into their training. The Hitler Youth appropriated many of the activities of the Boy Scout movement, which was banned in 1935. Disband the Boy Scouts. Sound familiar? Use these little thugs to disrupt traditional religious instruction. Sound familiar? View the Jews as enemies and the cause of the world's problems. Sound familiar? Above all, if you replace Hitler and Nazi in that description with an all-powerful, totalitarian federal government, it's all right there. And remember, it only starts with the Jews. These fascist bullies have made no secret of their desire to ethnically cleanse America and the rest of the world under the euphemism of decolonization. The Nazis politicized absolutely everything. Democrats and the organized left and the corporate media, entertainment, education, and academia have politicized absolutely everything, and this is what you get. Hate will always be a part of the human experience. Antisemitism will always be around. That's nothing new. What is new, especially in America, is the mainstreaming and normalization of this hatred. Elite universities teach it. The corporate media wield brazen lies to inflame, excuse, or ignore it. Hollywood accepts it. Joe Biden, the sitting U.S. president, asks us to sympathize with and understand the new Hitler Youth. At the same time, he undermines the Jewish state during a defensive war started by Islamic barbarians who paraglided into Israel to rape, butcher, kidnap, and desecrate more than 1,000 innocent Jewish men, women, and children, including babies and the elderly. Biden relentlessly attacks Israel and never mentions the kidnap victims still held by Hamas. Because I am not an alarmist, most especially a racial alarmist, the following I do not say lightly. This is a terrifying time to be a Jew, maybe the most terrifying in recent history. Many fear that it's like the 1930s, when age-old ignorance and hatred resurfaced, a precursor to the murder of 6 million Jews, writes Martin Fletcher in The Times of Israel. It isn't. It's worse. In the mid-1930s, the sleeping curse of Jew hatred was awakening in Germany alone, he adds. Today, Jews are afraid in Australia, South Africa, all over Europe, as the useful idiots march, curse and verbally and sometimes physically abuse innocent Jews, in the name of protecting Palestinians. Today, everywhere, Jews ask themselves the generational question: where can we be safe? Where do they not hate us? He continues. Where are the demonstrations against the killers and their useful idiots who preach hatred and fear? If they, those who some Jews say don't hate us, are the silent majority, is it not time to speak out, to voice their rejection of murder and rape? Remember the national freakout after the Tiki Torch disaster in Charlottesville? The very same people, academia, corporate media, Democrats, entertainment, who turned that into the second coming of the Third Reich under Trump and then lied about Trump, claiming he said Nazis are very fine people. Are right now watching Charlottesville after Charlottesville spring up at left-wing universities and in left-wing cities everywhere. And then actually try to gaslight us with the equivalent of there are very fine people on both sides. Biden, I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. We've never seen anything like this, and now the age-old question of how something like the Holocaust was allowed to happen has been answered. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover on Kindle and audiobook.